Yesterday, for the third time in 2 weeks, I found myself at King's Dominion theme park. And while I was there, I decided, since it had been not so long since I'd been before, to expand my horizons a bit and ride the volcano roller coaster. When I decided to do that, I realized that the last time I had ridden it was when I was 16, so a few years ago. And my memory from high school was of it being absolutely terrifying. So as I got strapped in and was going around the corner to the blast zone, I started to be very vocal about how ready I was for this, how excited I was, that this was going to be awesome, more so than any of the kids that were on the ride with me. But undergirding all of that, while I was praying in my head, the act of contrition in case my life might be demanded of me, I was scared for my life. It turned out not to be that bad. I rode on it a second time. And probably the more detrimental thing to my health long term was having dinner at Waffle House again. But either way, it's funny how certain times in our lives when we're about to do something scary, we'll think about death. And we'll start to wonder, when is God going to come and knock on our door in that second or third watch? Because there's two elements to today's gospel that help us to focus on what we're called to do during our brief time on earth. The first one is about girding your loins and lighting your lamps. Well, we don't really gird our loins anymore. That's if you're wearing sort of a tunic. But lighting your lamps is still an image that we can think about. Because from a spiritual standpoint, everyone who has been baptized in the Catholic Church has been baptized beside the Paschal candle. The Paschal candle, which is blessed at the Easter Vigil at each parish, and represents the light of Christ in the world. And then, at some point during the baptism, smaller candles are taken, lit, and handed to the parents or the godparents of those children being baptized, representing the fact that that light of Christ, which exists in the church, is now going to dwell in each of their souls. And the prayer is, during that time, that the parents and godparents will work together to ensure that that flame is left burning brightly throughout their whole lives. It's a solemn trust between God and His people and the church, because the church is there to support the parents and godparents in the raising of those children as Catholics. At a certain point, then, it becomes our own responsibility to keep that light burning. Using the values and the teachings that we've learned, we then have to kindle the fire ourselves. And why? Because we don't know the hour or the day when God will come to see us. And when He comes, we need to have that lamp of faith burning brightly. And how do we do that? Well, the second image that He gives us is very helpful. When He comes back, when He comes for our lives, He will knock on that door. But it's not just that time when He'll knock on our door. It's every day of our lives. God always wants to come into that door of the heart. He wishes to be with us, to get to know us better, to have us understand Him and what He plans for us in our lives. Of course, it doesn't add anything to Him. He's not asking us to do this because He's lonely, or because He doesn't already know us better than we know ourselves. It's all for us. That's why He says here that the servant that was waiting is the one who will be waited on by the Master. Even when the Master arrives, when God arrives in our lives, He's the one serving us, not the other way around. That's what He desires, but we have to let Him in. Christ said, "I come not to be served, but to serve." But we reciprocate that service both to Him and to the world. So we have to be sure that we're doing certainly the bare minimum that God asks us to do through the precepts of the church, especially keeping the Sabbath day holy. There's no real excuse for missing a Sunday Mass short of sickness or being stuck on a cruise ship. You have to make sure that we're there each Sunday, because that is the principal way that we come into contact with the living God. But, of course, going for the bare minimum doesn't really cut it. When we fall, we have to go to confession to reconcile ourselves with the Lord. And then we have to have that daily interaction with God every day through a life of prayer. Being sure that we're spending quality time understanding God better and letting Him know more about ourselves, because by revealing ourselves to God, we reveal something of ourselves to each of us. So we have these two images. The image of the light that we have to keep burning brightly for the day, that unknown hour when the Master returns, and the daily opening our door to Christ. Because He's knocking at our door now, and we know that when we pass on, we will be knocking on His door. And do we want for Him to open the door and see a look of unrecognition on His face? An idea that He doesn't really know us because we didn't seek to know Him. No, rather what we want is for Him to open that door and to look on us and say, I know you. We spent a lot of time together during your last years on earth. So come into the mansion which I have prepared for you from the beginning of time. That's how we want to be greeted by the Master in that hour that we don't know when it will come. And we have to be sure that we're keeping that door open, that life of faith fulfilled, that prayer life deep. Not just when we're being blasted on the volcano, but every moment of our lives.